Oh,
Allison.
I know where my brother-in-law is. He is a Buckeye through and through. I think we went to New Orleans,
Oh.
so I have to root for them, right?
So he's happy.
In the family. All
Yeah,
right.
exactly.
Rachel, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
So here at the Bryant Park Project, we know you have lives outside of the news universe, even if we don't. Lives that consist of parties, going to movies, rolling around the aisles of the Container Store, that would be me, or ordering beverages in crowded rooms with loud music. So while you were out having a life, there were the presidential candidates running around New Hampshire spending time, money, and considerable energy before the nation's first primary tomorrow. As you recall your weekend to your work pals today, imagine what Barack, Hillary, and Mitt would say over the copy machine. While you were out... It really should have been the theme song this past Saturday night. The Republicans kicked off back-to-back debates sponsored by ABC News, Facebook, and WMUR. Moderator Charlie Gibson told the candidates, you know, think about this as a dining room table discussion. Well, it quickly devolved into a food fight in the first 15 minutes. Here's Mike Huckabee and Mitt Romney flinging barbs over each other's track records on a rock.
Governor,
I'm way
don't
over.
Try and characterize my position. Of course, this war has not
Which
been
one?
you know, we're wise to talk about policies and not to make personal attacks.
Well, it's not a personal attack, Mitt, because you also supported a timed withdrawal, and Senator Pryor from my state was praising you for that. And
I do not support and have never supported a timed withdrawal. So that's wrong, Governor.
Second course, immigration served, caliente. Romney charged Senator McCain's plan would give amnesty to illegal immigrants.
Governor Romney, it was explained to you, and you said it was reasonable and not amnesty. That's just, you can look it up.
Your plan, I said, is not technically amnesty because it provides for a penalty for people to be able to stay in the country.
It provides for more than a penalty.
Okay, would you describe what else it has besides a penalty?
Sure. Fine, learn English, back in the line behind everybody else, pretty much what
okay,
you
great.
Just described.
Okay, great.
So that we can address the issue.
Fine. It lets you pay $5,000.
It's not amnesty, and for you to describe it as you do in the attack ads, my friend, you can spend your whole fortune on these attack ads, but it still won't be true.
Oh, side dish of sarcasm there from McCain. He gave him another helping over Romney's flip-flopper image.
We disagree on a lot of issues, but I agree. You are the candidate of change.
Mitt Romney tried to offer this little morsel for dessert.
Is there a way to have this about issues and not about personal attacks?
Dunno. Time's up. Now, after 90 minutes of the Republicans going at it, the Democrats bellied up to the bar.
I've been in hostage negotiations that are a lot more civil than this.
Big laugh line there from former New Mexico's governor, Bill Richardson, described as the brewing bar battle over who was the real candidate for change. Hillary Clinton tried to elbow her way to the front of the line with this comment about Barack Obama and John Edwards.
I'm not just running on a promise of change. I'm running on 35 years of change. I'm running on having taken on the drug companies and the health insurance companies, taking on the oil companies. So, you know, what we need is somebody who can deliver change.
Senator John Edwards suggested Clinton's pushing and shoving, maybe because she ended up at the back of the line in Iowa, placing third.
I mean, I didn't hear these kind of attacks from Senator Clinton when she was ahead. Now that she's not, we hear them.
Once all the candidates basically slept it off after the debates, maybe for a whole 6 or 7 hours, they were up bright and early the next morning to make the rounds on the Sunday talk shows. On NBC's Meet the Press, McCain stuck with the consistency theme, but he did soften a bit.
He has changed his positions on almost every major issue. That is a fact. I could chronicle it for you, but that doesn't mean he isn't a good person.
He being Mitt Romney, I guess those words about personal attacks got to the senator. Mitt Romney didn't pull his punches on Fox News when he called McCain a part of the old guard in Congress, saying that his 27 years there, he, quote, hasn't been able to get anything done. On ABC's This Week, Mike Huckabee cried victim, saying it's Romney who's been instigating the nasty attacks against him and his fellow rival, John McCain.
We have both been brutally assaulted by Governor Romney with amazingly misleading ads,
that attacked and distorted and misrepresented our records. Romney attacking me in Iowa, attacking him in New Hampshire.
And Clinton Obama, well, they skipped the morning shows altogether, clearing the path for John Edwards to go on ABC and tell George Stephanopoulos how he's like Obama, but not like Clinton.
Day one in my White House, there will be no corporate lobbyists, nobody who lobbied for foreign governments. I, as president, will not be taking money from lobbyists or special interest PACs. On all those fronts, Senator Clinton's in a very different place.
Edwards seemed to want to ally himself with Obama against Clinton. Clinton went for the divide and conquer this very morning on the phone from her campaign bus with NPR's Renee Montagne.
Take, for example, what Senator Obama said 2 weeks ago, not about me, but about Senator Edwards. He said that Senator Edwards changing positions between 2004 and 2008 would make him unelectable in the general election. Well, in fact, Senator Obama has a very obvious record of changing positions.
Sometimes change is good, sometimes not so good. Two new polls out of New Hampshire show Clinton lagging behind Obama. The CNN WMUR poll has Clinton trailing Obama by 10 points. And the USA Today Gallup poll has her behind by 13 points. So that's what happened while you were out over the weekend. We're going to dive a little deeper into all of this politics with Politico's Jim VandeHei later on in the show. We'll talk about the alliances between between Obama and Edwards. We'll also discuss who really is the front runner in New Hampshire. Will it be Mike Huckabee? Doesn't look like it. John McCain seems to have gotten some momentum going. Stay with us for that here on the Bryant Park Project. Programming note for you, NPR will have live coverage of the New Hampshire primary beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. And you can find coverage online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. Coming up on this very show, the most emailed, blogged, and searched stories on the web, the Bryant Park Project players will join me in the studio. Also, a couple of big cases going before the Supreme Court. We'll talk to Jeffrey Toobin, author of The Nine. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.